That's Carole King on the Boomer Radio Network, and it's Too Late from Tapestry. I'm Jack Swanda, and the drive home underway, and a special moment here on the Boomer Radio Network on a Tuesday. America's Wall of Honor, honoring members of America's Armed Forces and First Responders, is being put together, being built. It's happening right here in our midst. In a little indiscreet corner of our city where all this artistic genius and brain power is taking place, and very few know that it's even going on. So we have Dan Stenzi and Tim Lampros with us. Tim is the artist. Dan is the business behind this wonderful endeavor, America's Wall of Honor. So so Dan, tell us, how did this end up in Omaha, and what is America's Wall of Honor?
Well, the Wall of Honor, as you said, is a tribute to both military and first responders, which is the first traveling memorial to cover both of those. And it's 55 feet long, approximately 10 feet tall, made out of steel. And it has on it the seals of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps, Coast Guard, National Guard, and then a seal for the presidential seal as a commander-in-chief. And then it also has one for fire and rescue and one for law enforcement. And the art comes in because of the way those seals are made. I'm going to let Tim tell you how those are made and stuff, because it's pretty phenomenal. But Tim and I happen to be first cousins. Our mothers are sisters, and he's lived in L.A. for the last 30 years, and I've lived out here in the Midwest. And one of his big accomplishments out there was to create the LAPD End of Watch Memorial Wall.
Okay, let's say that again slower, because this is really impressive. The End of Watch Memorial Wall. If you haven't seen it, I think you know, we'll tell you how to go look at it here, but that is just amazing.
Yeah, you can actually find that on Tim's original website, which is Art of Honor.
And for those who don't know, explain what End of Watch means.
End of Watch means when an officer dies on duty, and they had 207 fallen officers in LAPD, and Tim built a wall similar in size to the current wall honoring those fallen officers. And so he contacted me near the end of 2018 and said, that wall's done. I've got a bigger project that I want to work on. But on the LAPD wall, Tim had not only done the art but also run the business and fundraising side of things. And he said, I need you to help me on this other wall so I can focus on the art. And I said, that's great, but I'm never going to live in California. And so you need to come to Omaha if you want me to do that. Plus, I was working in a law firm, and I couldn't leave at the time. So Tim actually pulled up the roots and moved his whole operation here to Omaha at the beginning of 2019. And he actually came to town on a day when it was 15 below zero.
Welcome to town.
It was a blast.
Still had California coolant in his truck, and so his radiator blew up the first day. But ever since then, it's been nothing but a great project.
Yeah. Well, and you got out of California just in time.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people complain about the I've been warned about the weather, quote, air quotes, the weather.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just happy there is weather. And I tell a lot of people, maybe to their chagrin, that I'm so looking forward to winter. I want it to snow. I want to buy a snowmobile and only be able to go get groceries. And if I do go home over the winter, only buy a snowmobile.
That's just a dream.
That is my dream.
They have to go to the upper peninsula of Michigan, I think.
Omaha's going to get hit this year.
Yeah, we'll see. America's Wall of Honor is now the plan for this, when it's completed, is to travel and tour all around.
Yeah,
the country.
We're planning to do approximately a 5-year tour,
mm-hmm.
and it's going to be accompanied by an education center that talks about post-traumatic stress and its impact on the military and the mm-hmm. first responders, and it'll have other things, exhibits for kids about American history and patriotism and so forth.
Yeah,
but we've already had requests. We haven't even put out a reach for the tour yet, but. Mm-hmm. We've had requests from about 35, 40 cities that would like us to come.
That's far away as Alaska.
Yeah, Alaska is the farthest.
I thought Hawaii was on there, too, on that list. But
It's on our list to attend.
I thought Don Bacon was going to arrange some air travel.
We're going to get to these states, even though it's going to be in an Air Force cargo plane.
Now, Tim, tell us how you make the seals. Tell us that. Explain that process, because this is amazing.
Oh, boy. I start just with an image. So if somebody were to say, make me a badge. Mm-hmm. So I take a badge, and the first thing I'll do is import into the computer the image, and I'll fold it over in half. And when it doesn't line up, that means it's not designed. It's just an image. And then I say, okay, well, now I have to design it. And I look at it, and I start pulling it apart. And when you're looking at it in a computer, it's flat. Mm-hmm. It's if you look at a line, it's something is either there or not there. And I have to imagine it in multi-layers. And like the presidential seal is 17 layers of stainless steel. So, and you can't say I'm going to try something because it's very expensive to try it. Very expensive. Mm-hmm. So you have to get it right on the first time.
Yeah, with all the laser cutting and just the material itself is not.
Very expensive. Yeah, yeah. I don't even know. I don't even want to look at Dan when I'm saying what the presidential seal we have in laser cutting the material.
I do know that the presidential seal has 607 laser cut pieces of steel in it.
Wow.
That are all formed together to make those 17 layers. And so to be able to take a two-dimensional thing and see it in 17 layers in your head is something that fascinates me about Tim.
So. Yeah, yeah. We toured the facility about a month ago, I was very impressed by that. How do you get those little pins to line up, you know, so everything...
Well, that's the difficulty is to make sure that, you know, every one of the thousands of holes that a stud has to go through 17 mm-hmm. layers is actually there. But so I take the image and I just sort of get lost in what it could be. And mm-hmm. It took me about 6.5 months to design the presidential seal, which is the longest that it's taken me to design anything. But it's the flagship of anything that I've designed to date.
Yeah.
And the other seals, everything is unique. It's only one. It's one of a kind. Mm-hmm. There'll never be another one like it. Mm-hmm. And so I'll have, I was telling Dan this, roughly with the wall and all the seals, about 3,500 design hours over the last 4 years.
It's amazing. So the wall, it was expected to be done in July of 2020.
Yes.
This past July, yes. But obviously, you know.
Life happens.
Life happens and viruses happen. And
yeah, the pandemic shut down a lot of things. One of the things is that we operate on donations a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, when everybody got in financial trouble and businesses were going under, our donors kind of said, we can't do anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that hurt us. And then also it just slowed down our ability to hire more staff and to keep the workforce up. And
yeah.
So, yeah, it's been tough. But it's still going to go on tour. We're scheduled for April of next year.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be done and start our tour. And also by next year, all the events we want to go to will open up again.
So, sure. Yeah. So I mean, if you had it done now, there's really nowhere to go.
Exactly. That's true. It's,
yeah.
It's worked out not only on the tour side in our favor, but on the design, creating side, building mm-hmm. side. When we set out on this, you think, well, it'll take a couple of years to make it, and that seems like a lot of time. And it's not, because nothing like this has ever been done, ever, on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're reinventing something, and you have to – there's a lot of procedures that you have to come design to make that come together and fit right.
Right, yeah.
And so it's helped me in the building process to – create a definitely a more stunningly beautiful seals that go on the wall. And my job is so that somebody stands in front of the Wall of Honor and is emotional about it and in the beauty of it, but also makes it a hard time to pick which one they like the most.
Mm-hmm.
So that's mm-hmm. where I'm shooting for.
Yeah. Honoring members of America's armed forces and first responders. That's what it's all about. And I like the PTSD Information Center that's going to tour with it. We're out of time. If somebody wants more information, and I encourage everybody to go to the website and see pictures of the concepts of this and the work that's underway right now. The website is
americaswalloofhonor.com.
Okay.
And also on Facebook, it's America's Wall of Honor. And on Facebook is where you can watch the history and the building and the progress.
Okay.
So, like and share.
Yeah,
it
please
helps us.
Like and follow us. We appreciate it.
Somebody wants to help financially? Is there a
on the website? Yeah. There is a donate page. There's also a gift page. And one thing I'll say real quick, Jack, is that around the edges of the seal pieces that are cut, there's remnants. And out of those, Tim had designed some medals and key tags that go with the different seals that you can pick up as being part of one of the sheets of steel that made the Army or the Marine Corps, the presidential seal. And those are on the website for donations. So that's another way to support the cause.
So for a gift for somebody?
For Christmas, you
Christmas,
know, if you're starting your
whatever.
Christmas shopping,
yeah,
now's the
yeah.
time. Yeah.
Okay, and that information's on the webpage.
A piece of stainless steel that you can hold in your hand, and when you're standing in front of the wall, you say, that stainless helped make that seal.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is cool. Tim Lampros, the artist, and Dan Stenzi, the cousin business brains behind all this.
And he is.
Yeah, thank you guys for coming in. Appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jack.
Thanks for having us, Jack.
America's Wall of Honor. Check it out. It's americaswalloforhonor.com.